The 44-year-old man, known only as Deniz, claims the assault began when staff denied him psychotropic medicine for his mental health. He says he began shouting due to stress, and staff responded by restraining him, assaulting him, and locking him in solitary confinement for several days. Video footage backs up his claims, showing Deniz crying out in pain, while staff yell at him, pin him to the ground, and handcuff him. He sought $80,000 in damages, the Tokyo court awarding just over $1,000, saying staff used unreasonable force when they pushed a thumb under his chin and pulled his arms up while they were handcuffed behind his back. However, it ruled isolating Deniz for a lengthy time was lawful due to his agitated state. Japan has a poor reputation for the treatment of people at immigration centers and mental health hospitals. In 2017, a New Zealand man died of a heart attack when he was restrained to a bed in a Japanese hospital where he went seeking mental health assistance. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.